children, there was a man named Lazarus, and he had two sisters, Martha and Mary, and Jesus loved them. They often invited him to and his disciples to their house. But one day, Martha and Mary sent a message to Jesus, saying to him, "Lord, behold, he whom you love, Lazarus, is sick." He was very sick. And Jesus said to his disciples, "This sickness is not to death." In other words, Lazarus isn't going to die of it, but it's for the glory of God, so that the Son of Man may be glorified through it. And then Jesus waited 2 days. And then after 2 days, he said to his disciples, "Let's go to Judea, where Lazarus is. I need to wake him up." And the disciples were very surprised. They said, "Well, if he's sleeping, that means he's going to get better." Because they thought he was talking about ordinary sleep. But Jesus said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad that I wasn't there when he died, so that you may believe." And then they came to Lazarus's house and Mary and Martha's house. And then each of the sisters, first Martha, and then afterwards Mary, came out to Jesus, and they each said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, Lazarus would not have died." And when Jesus saw how sad Mary was, because she was crying, and the Jews who'd come to comfort her were crying, Jesus himself cried. And people said, "Oh, look how much he misses Lazarus." But that wasn't why Jesus was crying. No, that's not why. The reason he was sad is because here's Martha and Mary, some of his closest friends and his 12 disciples, and they still don't know who he is, that he is the Lord, and that he raises all of us from death. They didn't know that. That's why Jesus was sad. And now we'll read the end of the story. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, comes to the sepulcher, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus says, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, says to him, "Lord, by now he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus says to her, "Did I not say to thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but for the sake of the crowd standing around, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And having said these things, he cried out with a great voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who was dead came forth, bound feet and hands with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus says to them, "Loose him and let him go." Then many of the Jews who came to Mary and saw the things which Jesus did believed in him. Amen. Now we'll read also from the Heavenly Doctrine about the meaning of death and resurrection in the spiritual sense. To die can mean resurrection in the spiritual sense, because the angels, who are in the spiritual sense of the word, know nothing about natural death, by which man is taken out of this world, but they only know about spiritual death, which comes to those who are being regenerated by the Lord by means of temptations, and with whom evils and falsities therefrom are being subdued and put to death. Natural death is nothing but resurrection, for the reason that when the body dies, man rises again as to his spirit, and thus death is simply a continuation of his life. For through death, man passes from a life in the natural world into a life in the spiritual world, the only difference being that life in the natural world is a more external and imperfect life, and life in the spiritual world is a more internal and perfect life. And yet the two are alike in appearance, as can be seen from things heard and seen that are related in the work heaven and hell. From all this it can be seen that in the word, death means both spiritual death, which is damnation, and resurrection into life, which is salvation. That death signifies resurrection to eternal life and salvation can be seen from the following passage in John. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, he will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall not die forever." "I am the resurrection and the life" signifies that resurrection and life are from him and not from anyone else. "He who believes in me" means he who believes in the Lord's divinity and believes that he is the all-powerful and only God. And as no one can believe this except one who lives a life of charity, therefore, a life of charity is also meant by believing in him. "Though he dies, he will live" means that though one dies naturally, still he will rise again into life. "And everyone who lives and believes in me shall not die forever" signifies that he who has been reformed will not die spiritually, that is, be condemned, but will rise again into eternal life. This makes clear that to die does not mean to die, but to rise again to life. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.